Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
If you buy Junk Be Gone, whether it's a home clean out or a complete remodel, Junk Be Gone has the answer. 615-398-2899, 398-BUZZ, or junkbegonenashville.com.
So, Austin, bad news for Tennessee basketball this week. Kerry Blackshear not only not going to Tennessee, he's going to a rival in Florida to play his final year. How big of a blow is that to Tennessee basketball for the upcoming season?
Well, it's a huge blow, Chad. When you look at just where you lost him to, and now you'll have to play him this upcoming season, it instantly gives Florida more credibility. They already brought in a nice collection of guards in this past class, and now they had a very, very talented big man down low. I understand, there was the allure of going back close to home. He's from Orlando. But credit Mike White in Florida, man. They pushed hard down the stretch of this thing to get it done, and they just went out and won Blackshear over. This puts more pressure on the appeal to get Juroš Plavšić ready to go right away.
Well done.
Nailed it.
Hey, I'm not even practiced, okay? I'm not even practiced. This is not like Okporogane where I sit there and set it in the mirror 48 times to get it correct. But it puts a lot more pressure on that. If he was to get denied, then all of a sudden, I know Rick Barnes said yesterday he feels really good about it, but, if he was to get denied, then Tennessee would really be hurting in the post. So they need him to win his appeal, and you got to hope some of these other younger guys come along.
How much will the relationship between Jim Chaney and Chris Winkie help in their recruitment of Haynes King, the four-star QB?
Well, I think it's put Tennessee in the position where they are, which is kind of this neck and neck race. I think that Haynes King was destined for Tennessee, and then Texas A&M did a nice job of creating some doubt in his mind. Obviously Tennessee's already got one quarterback committed. Haynes is, and I don't think that's the reason why there's doubt, but I think they are playing that card. Haynes understands he's going to have to compete wherever he goes, and that includes any of his four finalists. But for Haynes, I think that, the thought process of his dad's a high school coach in the state of Texas, A&M's really pitching, hey, your dad can coach the game on Friday night and drive a couple hours over on Saturday and watch you play versus, he's going to have to drive to an airport, catch a flight, and it's much more difficult to get to Knoxville. I think that that's something that's kind of weighed on Haynes a little bit, but I think that the combination of Chaney and Winkie are the two biggest assets Tennessee has. And I think that's the biggest reason why he's not went ahead and pulled the trigger for A&M, because I think he really wants to get developed by those guys. And it's the relationship with Winkie in particular that has kept Tennessee in this thing. Some people continue to try to maintain what's done to A&M. If it was done to A&M, it'd already be done. I think the kid's legitimately just torn because of the closeness to home versus the relationships that he's built to Tennessee.
And speaking of QBs, I know Garantano is hanging out with the Mannings this week, right?
He is down at the Manning Passing Academy and with Eli and Peyton. And, for JG, this is a kind of it kind of revs up the competitive juices a little bit because you've got other – top-end quarterbacks down there. When you look at Trevor Lawrence, Jake Fromm, and top quarterbacks from across college football, they're all down in Louisiana. And it's smart, for JG to kind of start to measure himself a little bit because in his mind, he puts himself on the same tier as the guys I just talked about. He just knows that, there's been so much transition. The offensive line's not been great around him. He thinks that if he gets more protection this year, that he can have the kind of year that those guys have had statistically the last few years. And I think that, Jim Chaney has done a really good job of instilling the confidence in Garantano. It's always been there, but all of a sudden now I think there's a comfort level with running the show here that he hadn't had in his first couple of years in Knoxville. And I think Chaney's a big credit to that.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, presented by Junk Be Gone. Whether it's a home clean out or a complete remodel, Junk Be Gone has the answer. 615-398-BUZZ or JunkBeGoneNashville.com. That's B-E-E, JunkBeGoneNashville.com. Austin, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Denver. And we will get the recap and the big preview of a big off week for Tennessee coming up on Monday.
That sounds great, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, Austin Price. Follow him on Twitter, at Austin Priceless. Back to the phones. Ricky in West End leads us off here. Ricky, welcome.
Hey, guys. So, Paul, my question to you would be, is what Megan said, would you consider that stupid?
Ill-timed. I think she flippantly answered a question that she thought the answer was obvious to.
At the time, did this happen like recently or was it in February?
I saw something today that made it sound like it was old, but I'm not granting that. Seemed very much like it was
did look current.
It looked current.
I'm going to double check that to make sure.
But even the wording, of it, would you just say that's a really stupid thing to say?
She basically said that it was stupid to say it the way she did. She said, I don't, she said something along the lines of, I don't apologize for the spirit of what I was saying, but I should not have used the expletive and said it the way that I did.
I'd agree with her assessment of what she, of her assessment of how and what she said.
So if we would agree that, I guess we don't agree. But anyway, I think what she said was really stupid. I think in this, there's basically a 1 year window every 4 years where women's soccer matters, where they can grow their brand, where they can grow their fan base, where they can make a name for themselves. My example would be with the U.S. hockey in 2010 with Ryan Miller as the goaltender, where that was like, that's what got me into hockey, was that run that they had and they lost to Canada and got silver. But Ryan Miller was playing out of that. I can name one player on the Preds team. He's not even there anymore. It's DK. But I can remember Ryan Miller from the U.S. hockey team. And what drew me into hockey and made me a fan of hockey. This is their opportunity to grow their fan base, to make it about the sport. And whether she said this, my assumption was she said this during this run. If she didn't, then it might change my opinion a little bit on it. But it was just a stupid thing to say. And stupid attracts stupid. So it doesn't surprise me that then you get all the other stupid people to jump in. So I'm not going to support the team anymore. I'm going to cheer against them. Like, that's stupid too. But you're in a sport where you have 1 year, half a year, less than a half a year to make money and to make your sponsorships, to make your brand be grown. So how much is she hurting her teammates who aren't as popular as her, who now this is their moment to shine and get their name out there, get sponsorships, make money, but she's a distraction. Like, if I was a teammate, I'd be so pissed at her right now. And then to say, well, I'm going to tell all of them not to go if we win. And if they do lose, I don't care. Paul, you can say it doesn't matter. That didn't have an impact. It does. Because now it's basically like they were thinking ahead. Like, we're already planning our celebration. We're not going
to. That's the part of it.
And Ricky, here's where I'd be pissed. Less with an advertising dollar deal, but I'd be pissed with the second part of it, where Megan Rapinoe basically says, you know, we're talking about everybody's entitled to their opinion and they can do what they want and all that, and this is America. I don't like Megan Rapinoe if I'm on that team, regardless of my political beliefs, saying, I'm going to have a conversation with the team about what we stand for and making sure that optics are right and what we do is, as a team is right. I don't know if you're talking about an invitation to the White House. If I'm a teammate of her, I'm thinking, hey, how about let's go score some bleeping goals if we're going to use an expletive.
You can do both.
And worry about that.
Yeah.
But do I need Megan Rapinoe instructing me on what to do?
No.
But I mean, let's flip it here.
Don't make it like... taking away from them scoring
Paul,
goals.
Let's flip it here. If there was an outspoken Trump supporter that was on the American soccer team and they said, you know, I'm going to go to the White House because I think it's a show of respect to show up when the president invites you, and I'm going to have a conversation with all my teammates, even if they're against this president, and tell them that, you know, we need to make sure we're united and that we do the right thing here. You wouldn't have a problem with that?
I wouldn't say it's taking away from their abilities and their focus to score goals.
Answer the first question. Would you have a problem with that?
That's not what I was objecting to. What I'm objecting to is this idea that people get into, that you're falling into now, that you usually agree with me smartly on.
I'm not
talking
about that at all.
That you can't have a conversation and train at the same time.
I'm not talking about it at all. I'm saying, would you have a problem with that statement?
I think Trump is an idiot. So I'm on the other side of it.
Okay, but
I wouldn't have a problem with it. If somebody
I'm saying in general, regardless of
rounding up their team to have a conversation, that's team business.
I don't want any team captain on any team coming and having a conversation with me about what I should do politically.
Well, you can say that if you're her
teammate. You would say that. You just admitted it if it was on the other side. You would absolutely have a problem with that. So fundamentally, you have a problem with it too.
I don't love it on either side. I don't love it.
Thank you.
But I don't know. If they lose today, it's not because they had that conversation and she said that.
I'm not saying that's the case either.
Ricky, go ahead.
Last thing I just want to say. And let's say a girl tonight, or this afternoon, has a three-goal performance. Where is all the media going to go to after this game? They're going to go right to Megan, ask you one game closer to seeing Trump or turning down the invitation. What are you going to do?
She's not going to touch it.
And that girl who just scored, I guarantee you that will happen. Paul,
well, they'll go there, but Rapinoe's not going to touch it in a way that takes away from the three goals.
I mean, she would have said stuff she already said if you could really believe that. So I just think it was just a terrible decision all around. Stupid attracts stupid. And I really just hope that they do win, because I want the U.S. to win. But hopefully the people who shine in this game get some spotlight on them, too, and it's not just all about Megan and Trump. And that's my call.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. By the way, the comments, Paul, you're right. They were made at a January photo shoot. The soccer publication 8x8 released it online last Tuesday.
We need to tweet that out and make that clear. That's not been made clear at all, and that's a big...
And the photo shoot itself makes it look like it happened this
week. Very good photo shoot that happened to look like it was this week. Let's get that out. She did not say it this week.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.